This is Mike Morgan, and we're talking about a piece of EAA's five-year strategic plan, youth programs, with Brian Olina, who manages those programs on EAA staff. Let's do just a little bit of organizational scribbling on a napkin in our imagination for just a second, because youth programs and Air Academy and Eagle Flights all kind of sort of fit into the same category, but they don't. Can you lay those out independently?
Sure. At the beginning of the year, Mike, we had a little bit of a reorganization in EAA to kind of realign the organization based on some key areas that we want to concentrate on that you're talking about this week. And one of them was education, in particular youth education. I've been on staff going on 3 years. And when I first met Rod a couple years ago, I asked him about what his intentions were with youth programs. And he says, well, I have five youth at home. I'm very interested in youth programs. So that was good to hear. What he's done this year is kind of realign the organization. And we now have Jeff Skiles on board, who was our chairman, still is technically one of our chairmen with Sully of the Young Eagles program. He was brought in as our vice president of chapters and youth programs. So both basically the field programs, the chapters out there are kind of, as Paul says, our churches, if you will, out in the field. But a big component of that is the youth programs, which happens to include the Young Eagles program. So under Jeff Skiles, there's myself as the manager of Young Eagles and the Youth Pathways, as we call it. So everything for the national programs, the Young Eagles program, the Young Eagles flight plan, and all of the things that follow the Young Eagle flight. We then have Bob Campbell, who is our manager of our Air Academy here in Oshkosh. And you can look at him as kind of the resident programs. The museum programs for youth, the Air Academy, and all those programs fall into Bob. Again, we both work for Jeff. And then the third component under Jeff for us is Trevor Jans, who joined our staff this spring. He's been on staff in a different role, but joined our staff as manager of chapters and Eagle Flights. And we separated Eagle Flights separately because it's not a youth program. We view it more as a chapter program, but it can be administered by anybody. Any young Eagle pilot or Eagle pilot can do a flight for an adult as well and call it an Eagle Flight. That just got launched this week. So there's kind of three roles under Jeff that kind of fulfill the mission that we've set forward back in January.
Okay, thanks for kind of stepping through that.
Sure.
Let's talk about results now. It would be wonderful if we could look back on a rich and perfect set of data and connect the dots between a kid who was given a Young Eagle flight and then somebody who went on to, but that's tough to do. Having said that, some of that is happening, right?
It is.
The dots are being connected.
We are finally doing more with our data. One thing we were great at the beginning, well, and still are, is giving rides. One thing we weren't great at early on was, other than logging that kid in a logbook, we never really had a mechanism to track them to find out where they went. That wasn't the goal of the original program. The goal was to give them a ride, and hopefully they would be interested and find their way to aviation. A few years ago, it was decided with the help of Sporties through our next step that we need to do more after that flight. So about a year and a half ago, we did a data match. We took all the names that we had in our Young Eagles logbook that we had, addresses and full names, first, last name. And if we had an email address, that wasn't something we collected 20 years ago. Nobody had email 20 years ago as a kid. But we did a data match with the FAA database and the EAA database and tried to quantify how many pilots are out there that we know of. And bottom line is over 20,000 Young Eagles were found to have some type of certificate with the FAA. Now, some are ATPs, some are mechanics. We actually have a couple parachute riggers, I understand, somewhere in there. But there's a lot of different people that got involved in aviation. 20,000 sounds like a small number. But the biggest issue for us was our data match for the FAA. We had to have an accurate first, last name, and address. Well, how many kids from 15, 20 years ago still live at the same address? The other side of the coin is how many young ladies still have the same last name. So we know that 20,000 is a very conservative number. It probably is 2 to 3 times that because so much of the data couldn't be included because it wasn't complete. We are now doing better record keeping. The other thing is with our student membership, which now is nearly 18,000 student members in the last 2 years, those Young Eagles that have joined as a student member, which is free, it's at one of those steps in the flight plan that we talked about, they've given us the right to communicate with them, to talk with them, because they said, yes, I want to be a student member. Now they're an EAA member, so we have access to them and can follow them through their careers a little better. So going forward, we're going to have a lot better data, Mike, but right now, the early data is sketchy at best. We know who they were. We don't know who they are now, if they've changed their name or if they've moved, okay. And that becomes a challenge. But we do have records of how many we flew. We're doing a better job now of keeping records as to what they're doing.
So summarize, if you would, what is it that you know about the results?
Well, we know right now that if a young eagle has more than one eagle flight, they're far more likely to become a pilot. We used to think, give them a flight, and then we didn't encourage second flights. We didn't discourage them, but we didn't really encourage them.
I didn't think they were allowed.
They are allowed. Okay. You can do more than one. As a matter of fact, we've got a couple individuals we found on our database who, when we surveyed them, after we found out who they were, we actually sent some surveys. One of them had seven young eagle flights, and he said it was that's what kept him involved until he could start his flight training because he was too young.
Got it.
It kept that connection. The other thing we've got keeping that connection now is our student membership, the sporties, all these little steps along the way can keep them involved, keep them engaged in aviation until they can actually do something. Like I said, age is an issue for us. If you're too young, you can't not practically start flying. When you're 16, at least you have a car, hopefully you can get to the airport. If mom and dad had to take you at 15 and you can't get your license till 17, that's a long time for a young person. So we do know that kids are more likely to become pilots if they've had more than one young eagle flight. According to the database we found, based on just the numbers we found, you're seven times more likely to become a pilot if you've had a young eagle flight than if you've not had a young eagle flight. Now, we're not saying that the young eagle flight was the reason you're a pilot, necessarily, but we are saying that we found out that if you look at the data, the people that we found that are pilots are seven times more likely than the general public that haven't had a flight. So we're very pleased with that. That means we're giving them that connection. We're making them think about aviation.
That's great. So tell me a story. Tell me about a young eagle that you've come to know who's kind of been through this program.
Sure. There's a lot of great stories out there. One that comes to mind right now, because we actually had him as a speaker at our Young Eagles dinner on Wednesday night, where we honor our volunteers and thank our volunteers for all they do. A man named Brandon Naismith out of Hickory, North Carolina.
He's how old now?
Early 30s. Okay. So he was in the program in 93. He had his first young eagle flight. When he became old enough, he went to one of our early air academies, which before we had our big, beautiful building here, our lodge, air academy was held here in different facilities around the grounds. And they actually stayed at the halls at UW Oshkosh here in downtown and were bused here every day. He participated in that, loved it, came back a couple years later as a counselor at the camp. He sold and became a pilot on his 17th birthday. He was awarded a scholarship through EA here, and that allowed him to continue his flight training. And then he received a full ride scholarship to college in North Dakota through James Ray, who is a big donor here, and funded a scholarship, and Brandon received that. And got his bachelor's degree in aviation management at the University of North Dakota. He became a flight instructor, bottom line is he owns his own flight school now, a successful flight school in North Carolina, specializes in tailwheel training, but he does all kinds of training, does pilot service as well for some individuals. And a very successful, great young man came in and talked to us. I say young man, he's in his 30s, but came in and talked to us at our dinner the other night and had a great story to tell, because he came from a young eagle flight and went all the way through to give back. He's giving young eagle rides, he's active down in North Carolina with EAA, and it's a great story, I think.
Yeah. Now, what about folks who maybe don't make it into aviation as a career, but who become pilots?
Sure.
Do you stay in touch with those folks?
Well, we certainly have several. There's one for a young man from just south here in Fond du Lac. Andrew Gunderson is his name.
I've heard that name before. In fact, I think we had him on a year or two ago.
Yeah, he was the first recipient of our Harrison Ford scholarship a couple years ago. Got his private license down at Fond du Lac while he was a senior in high school. He's at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville studying engineering now. We'll always enjoy flying, he said, and we'll give back to EAA because they've given so much to him in flying young eagles and participating. But he's actually studying engineering now. That's his goal in life. Here's a young man still in college and loves EAA, loves what it's all about, and is going to make it part of his life, but not necessarily he's not going to make a living at aviation. And that's great. That's what makes EAA what it is. Everybody comes from different backgrounds. Some of us have been in aviation our whole careers, but others haven't. And that's the great melting pot that we are here at EAA.
Yeah. And then there was one other example that you mentioned earlier about and this is kind of a theoretical one, the young eagle student who takes a flight, and it makes an impression, but they don't pursue flight training.
Absolutely.
And then 15 years later, they see in their local newspaper that a real estate concern is interested in buying all the land that constitutes their local airport.
Yeah. I think one of the things that's hard to measure, Mike, but is very important to aviation and especially to our program, is that if we make a friend in aviation, even if we don't make a pilot, if we make a friend of aviation, that's good for all of us, because like you said, somewhere down the road, their airport may be threatened. And even if that person that we've given a Young Eagle flight to is not a pilot, they certainly could help us keep that airport open, because if they read that the airport's, you know, going to be closed or redeveloped into something other than an airport, we hope they go to their city hall and say, hey, wait a minute, that airport means a lot to this community. It meant a lot to me. I'm not a pilot. I'm not a rich guy that has a jet or something. I'm an average guy, and I support my airport because it's good for my community. It did good things for me as a kid, and it didn't cost me a dime. So we think that Young Eagle connection can make a lot of friends in aviation. That could be a strong thing for us.
Great. Brian Olina, who heads up youth programs for EAA, thank you so much for coming in.
Glad to be here.